Hey, good morning, my friend. It is October the 23rd, Thursday, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt. This is your wake-up call. Are you ready to get that first cup or second cup of coffee? Or maybe you're hearing this on the way to school today, which if you are, you're some of my favorite listeners, kids on their way to school with their parents. Or maybe you're watching this at the end of the day, which in the biblical sense, right? And there was evening and there was morning the first day and the second day and the third day. The biblical day actually begins at night, so we can somehow count this as the morning for you. Where there's a will. I just want you to know how glad I am to be with you and for us to be meeting together with Jesus Christ, the Lord of the church. So let's dive in today to consecration, which will wind up being the subject of our entry today. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled, The Daily Invitation of Jesus. Our text is Luke 9 today, super consequential chapter, Luke 9, long chapter, 62 verses maybe more. We're going to focus in on verses 23 to 25, which sound the clarion call of Jesus to discipleship. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then he said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self?" The word of the Lord. Now consider this. That is a very stunning invitation, isn't it? Back in the late 1900s, when I was a youth pastor for the first time, because I think I shared with you, I'm now enjoying my second coming as a youth pastor here in Gillette. Well, back in those days, I created a special award for extraordinary volunteers who worked with our students. I called them the Luke 923. Awards, the Carry Your Cross Awards. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. You've heard the saying, find someone doing something right and celebrate it. Well, this was that. When I noticed someone going extra miles to love on our kids, I celebrated it. And in doing so, I proved another saying true I had heard. You get more of what you celebrate. But what does it mean to take up one's cross? I used to think it meant do things you didn't really want to do while gritting your teeth and smiling. After all, it says, deny yourself, right? In other words, I thought of it through a behavioral lens. Don't be selfish. And when we hear don't before just about anything, it essentially means don't miss or don't mess this up. This is one of the many things I love so much about Jesus. He actually tells us what we're aiming at and how to keep our eye on the ball rather than don't miss. Take up your cross. But what does this mean? He's not asking for a performance. Maybe we should ask this question. What is the cross? The cross is the sign, symbol, and real place where Jesus unconditionally and unreservedly gave himself to his Father for the sake of the world, even you and me. The cross is the divine reality of self-giving love. In this light, there is only ultimately one way to deny oneself. It is to give oneself away. It follows then that to take up our cross is to give oneself unconditionally and unreservedly to Jesus. And to give oneself to Jesus is to deny oneself. It's why the first line of John Wesley's celebrated covenant prayer says, I am no longer my own, but thine. The minute we give ourselves to Jesus is the minute we give up our rights to ourselves. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Then there's the little word tucked in between cross and follow. It's one of our favorite words. The word is daily, as in today. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Here's my working translation of what responding to this invitation looks like every single day. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And it will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for our good. In Jesus' name, amen. And I think that was our prayer for today. The journal prompts, how does it change your understanding to think of Jesus' invitation as an invitation to deep and abiding consecration instead of a demand for a more performative commitment? Does this resonate with you? We're going to sing here in a second. Great hymn, right on point with today. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. It's number 586 in our seedbed hymnal, our great Redeemer's praise. Take my life and let it be. So, how about it? Doesn't that ring true to you? Whoever, he says, whoever. Well, first off, I wish I would have talked about that word, whoever. It's like Jesus is looking, he doesn't matter who. But I mean, if you step up, if you show up and step up to this, you're going to grow up and blow up in the best possible way in your life, in your family, in your church, in your community, at work. You're leveling up here by leveling down, whoever, anybody. And it makes me think about those three great questions of Great Awakening. If not me, then who? If not here, then where? If not now, then when? Guys, it's time. You know it. It's past time. It's past time to let go of nominal religion and take up awakening faith. The world, right where you are, is desperate for you to do this. And the beautiful thing about this, deny themselves, take up their cross daily and follow me. He's not inviting you to some kind of super activist, super busy. He's not wanting to take over your whole calendar with a whole new set of activities. That's oftentimes what the church does. He's not wanting to tell you, you got to do more and more. You got to try harder to do more to be better. He's saying, just sign over the rights to yourself to me. Just let me take up management. Put the sign out under new management. He wants to come in and run the show. And it's going to be far easier than you imagine. That's going to be challenging because you're going to have to change. But the beautiful thing is he's going to do the changing. He is the change agent, not you. Taking up your cross is essentially just saying, Jesus, I'm opening up the whole store to you. It's yours. I want you to have it. You gave it to me. Now I'm going to give it back to you. Just like Jesus gave, God gave, the Father gave the Son to the world. He gave himself back to the Father. The Father then gives him to the world through the Spirit. It's unbelievable. This is a story of giving, of receiving and giving and receiving and giving in that order. That's what taking up your cross means. It's not as I thought before, just gritting your teeth and smiling, doing things you don't want to do. No, actually what starts to happen when you give yourself to Jesus is your heart starts to desire a whole different set of things to be about. And things shift in your life. And you know what I'm talking about. Well, we got to sing today. We got to get out on the field. I'm in Franklin all week. And we're sowing for a great awakening. We got good stuff we're working on. I hope that you will, one of the things I wanted to remind you of, Anna Grace Legband, she's on the farm team. Okay, Anna Grace, she's amazing. I don't know, she's 26 or 27. She runs the New Room Conference and our events. And guess what? She just had her first child. We are so thrilled about it. And this happened just this week. And the other thing I want to tell you about Anna Grace is she's the author of our Advent book this year. It's called Brought to the Light. And every day in the footer of our email, you can see a link to it. But today, I'm going to just show you, as I'll show it to you right after we sing, the little promotional piece that they made for this thing. It's so good, and you'll get a feel for Anna Grace. And the most important thing I want you to do today is I want you to get that book. Now, let me tell you the deal I'm going to offer you. It's buy one, sew one. So if you order one copy, it only works if you order one. We're going to send you another one so that you can give it to, like, who the Lord leads you to give it to, encourage a neighbor, a person, a coworker at work, a perfect stranger that you meet in the grocery store, the checker that you often see. This is a book to sew. And so I'm excited about it. Our farm team came up with this the other day. We've done this before, buy one, sew one. It's two for one, two for the price of one. Now, you can't, like, I'm going to order 100 and we're going to get another 100 for our church. We got good deals for that too. But this is special. So you're going to see the little promo after we sing, and you'll see a link in the PS and also down in the footer. Come on. The code will be written down there. Maybe it'll be buy one, sew one. So that's what I'll go for. All right, gang, here we go. Number 586, take up your cross. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love, at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King, always only for my King. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. It shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my God, I pour. At thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee, ever only all for thee. Amen. There it is. Great Redeemer's Praise. You see my sticker if you're watching on YouTube. It says, "So like a champion today." That's where we're headed, to the fields now. You're going to see this little video. I want you to stick around. Watch this. 2 minutes. It'll inspire you. And I forgot to say, first 1,000 people get that deal. First 1,000 people, okay? They're going to come in fast, so dive in there. You're going to buy one, you're going to get one free, and you're going to do good with that one in the world. You're going to sow for a great awakening. Get your seeds, guys. That's going to be one of them coming up. I'll see you on the field. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
I'm Anna Grace Lugband, and I'm excited to invite you to join me this Advent as I share my book, Brought to the Light, with the Wake Up Call community. Over the past year, I've watched myself and many people who I love walk through grief, loss, suffering, disappointment, and rejection. This book was written with them in mind. Maybe it's for you too. I wrote this book because Advent is all about the light of the world breaking into the darkness. Not after the darkness is gone, but right in the middle of it. I want people to know that their hard questions and their places of pain are welcome in the presence of Jesus, that they can bring them into the light and let His words speak, interpret, and ultimately transform them. That's what Brought to the Light is all about. During our time together, we'll look at the four themes of Advent: hope, peace, joy, and love. And we'll explore how the light of the world meets us right where we are. We'll open up the scriptures, the holy seed of God's word, and step into the story of Christmas, asking honest questions like, what does hope mean in the midst of disappointment? Or how do we experience peace in places of discontentment? Or what does joy look like in places of deep sorrow? We'll begin on December 1st. And as we gather on the wake-up call, there will also be books and a church kit for you to follow along with. From the comfort of your living room or the pulpits of your churches, my hope is that you'll join me this Advent to encounter Jesus in the scriptures wherever you find yourself.